Shalom, Mishpocha. Shalom, family. Mishpocha is a Hebrew word. It means family. We're the Mishpocha, the family with a Jewish heart, made up of Jewish and non-Jewish people, where the middle wall of separation between Jew and Gentile, it's finally come down to form one new man. Getting ready, Mishpocha, to blow the grandest shofar, or the grandest trumpet in Zion. We want everyone, everywhere to hear the good news. We want everyone, everywhere to be red hot for the Messiah. My guest and friend, Dr. Gary Whetstone, has been a guest before. And Gary told us about an encounter. Now, Gary, shame on you. All the years I've known you, you've never told me about such a life-changing encounter, not just for you, but every member of your church, not just for you and every member of your church, everyone that's listening to us. How could you have kept it quiet so long?
Oh, I'm not keeping it quiet, Sid. It's shouted from the housetop.
Okay, but I wish I had known this earlier. I can't wait to make this available to my Mishpocha. You see, in 2005, Gary was in Israel, my favorite country, and he was planning to have a tour, and he was doing a little video clip to encourage people to go to Israel, and it's a beautiful view, and he's looking over the I believe it was the Mount of Olives, and he and his wife Faye are telling, you know, how wonderful, and by the way, you were whetting my appetite to go to Israel again when you were describing what you were seeing. But then, all of a sudden, he went into an open vision. Just out of curiosity, Gary, does this happen often to you, or was this a highly unusual thing?
This was a very highly unusual event. I've had many visions of the Lord that are visions in spirit, in consciousness, where you can perceive what God is doing, but you're still aware of your environment. But an open vision removes you from all natural senses. You are identified as a person in it, but you are completely enveloped, totally, in an entirely different environment that God reveals.
Now, how long did this vision take?
Well, this vision only lasted maybe 2 minutes, but it felt like it was 4 or 5 hours. I mean, I just felt like I was just in this
thing. You know, I've heard this happen to a lot of people where it's a short period of time, but so much is downloaded in them that because they're in a realm where there isn't any time. So we're the only ones stuck with time.
Absolutely. Time is gone in the revelation of God. Time is what God owns. It's not what rules him.
Okay, tell me what this vision was. And by the way, I noticed your wife was looking at you as if she understood something very significant was happening, or did she?
Faye knows when the Spirit of God is moving in my life. I mean, we're one in covenant and spirit. We're married 41 years. We had 9 months off for bad behavior, but 41 years in covenant and marriage now. And she knew God was revealing. And so she was aware. You could see in the video, she's looking over at me, and I'm standing on the Mount of Olives looking over at the eastern wall of the old city. And all of a sudden, the world just vanished. And I watched humanity by, like, marching in streams of tens of thousands upon thousands upon thousands of people, just marching. And something was very unique with it because I could see the masses, but I knew them individually. And they came from barbarous times in the very beginning, and they went from that the very early days of humanity from, like, nomadic atmosphere of living in with animal cloths on, things of that nature. And every single one of them, God was speaking, "Hear my voice." And I'm watching. I'm standing there, but I am not standing any longer on the Mount of Olives. I'm standing in an open manifestation of God speaking, "Hear my voice. Hear my voice." And as I heard his voice speak to people, some completely were oblivious to it and just marched on and lived their life out. And I watched everyone march. And some went into a fire, and they were just completely consumed. I watched person after person, whole civilizations. I watched some very awesome things that happened where people heard the voice of God, ignored him, and they built entire civilizations. I mean, built not just castles and the servitude of people like a pharaoh or one of the mullahs or the leaders of a religious group, but the reality of God giving them the power to create an entire civilization out of their ideals and values. And as they marched forward, no matter how good it was, no matter how excellent it was, how much benefit it created humanity, everything that God did not say was completely consumed as they walked forward.
Now, did you have any insight as to, and this is going to be a difficult question, maybe it's too difficult, but when Christians were involved, what percentage would you say of Christians are following God versus following good things with their whole lifetime?
Sid, as I could see time and man through time going on this march, and then I watched people that experienced the living God. I watched them in old times. I watched them in new times as time marched on. The people that heard God and did what he said, as they marched forward, there was no fire. It was, they just marched on and life went into glory. They just continued. Then I watched people that heard God and received what he said, but did things their way, acted out of the natural environment, did things out of pressure, listened to the voices of others, and they marched forward, but everything they built was burnt. I watched whole corporations, mammoth city structures and edifices completely consumed, built by believers, because their works were not from God. It wasn't that they weren't from God, is that what they heard wasn't from God. The values, the motivations, the instruction path, the thought patterns that they had adopted, they wanted God to engage what they were doing. But as they went on in life, God kept on speaking to them, hear my voice, hear my voice. And they just did what they wanted to do, and everything they did was burnt. The shock was, these people, I knew at the end, I'm coming up to the era of my life, and I watched people that I knew, spiritual leaders in the body of Christ, and I watched when they heard the voice of God and they obeyed what he said, and the power and the majesty and the multiplication that took place out of what they said, what God spoke, that he said in them and they said and God did. And then I watched them listen to marketing plans, to outreach areas, to things that they could build that would enhance what they're doing.
I have to tell you, I'm in the midst of Christian religious media, and it stinketh, as King James would say, but most people are doing these things.
Oh, yeah, and that's exactly what I'm watching. I'm watching people at the end of this vision that I know, and I'm shocked in my spirit because I'm seeing where they went off and how, when they marched through life, I watched some of them completely have everything burnt. They themselves went on into God, but what they built was burnt, even though it had the name of Jesus.
You know, we have one life. Who would want everything you worked for your whole life, whether you have a gigantic ministry or whether you're a layman standing up for Jesus? Who would want your whole life's work burnt?
Sid, this is so serious in the spirit. I mean, my life shook to the core of my being. As I'm watching and I'm seeing people that I knew, the most incredible and overwhelming thing that happened at the end of this, I saw myself, and I'm walking. I'm hearing God's voice, and God is taking me as I'm watching myself through time. And there's myriads of people. When God speaks to me, there's a plethora of people being affected by what God says. And then I watched me listening to the voices of men that I trust. But the voices they were speaking from was not the voice of God. It was a voice of reason. It was a voice of logic. It was the voice of how it works in this world.
You know what scares me? So many believers are led by prophets and prophecy rather than the Spirit of God. Who says those prophets or the prophecy is even God?
Oh, that is so critical. I mean, I shook when I watched myself. Because I knew when I watched that if it wasn't God speaking, and your answer to that question is you can never follow prophecy. You can only follow the written word of God and the voice of God in your spirit. And if by some grace that God has given a person that they speak to edification, exhortation, or comfort, it is accurate. It does. It will always confirm. It'll never lead you.
And that's the key. It confirms. It doesn't. Under the old covenant, we needed prophets.
Yeah.
Now we need prophets only to confirm.
To confirm, to encourage us, to comfort us, to empower us. But we cannot rely on man. We cannot have our confidence in flesh. I don't care how glorious and how powerful, how effective God uses them. Our confidence must be in Christ himself.
Okay, and bottom line, because we're running out of time right now, Gary. Before you started teaching this to others, you implemented in your own life. Tell me two or three bullet points of the changes that occurred in your life very quickly.
Oh, well, what happened? When I saw that God was speaking and I did things that God didn't say, I built things God didn't say build. I came back to America when we came back from Israel and we shut down. I closed churches. I sold buildings. I shut departments of ministry down. I cut all kinds of things off because I knew where they came from. I knew that the origin of the information that I was acting on, as much as I wanted God to bless it, God was not speaking it.
Okay, because of time, we'll pick up here on tomorrow's broadcast, but we have got his entire Bible school training course. It's 12 lessons, 6 DVDs, and a study guide. And when people take this course for the first time in their life, they hear God. And what they do will not be burned up. The entire course, a gift of $79. To hear this week's interview or watch archives of our television show, It's Supernatural, visit our website at www.sidroth.org. That's www.sidroth.org. To receive a complimentary copy of our bi-monthly teaching newsletter, materials catalog, or information about becoming Mishpucha or Chalitzim, write to me, Sid Roth, Post Office Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28278. To place a credit card order, call anytime, 1-800-447-2697. For all other calls, the number is 704-943-6500. That's 704-943-6500. For a CD of this week's broadcast, send a donation to Sid Roth. That's SIDROTH, Post Office Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28278.